Diplomatic circles throughout the world were taken by surprise this evening when Herr Schischnigg, the Austrian Chancellor, handed in his resignation and that of his government, pronouncing the following speech over the Vienna radio. I quote, "Austrian men and Austrian women, this day has placed us before a serious and decisive situation. I have been charged with informing the Austrian people about the events of today. The German Reich government has presented the President of the Confederation with an ultimatum, limited in time, asking the President of the Confederation to nominate a candidate proposed to him and who would constitute a new government following the proposals of the German government as Federal Chancellor. Otherwise, an advance of German troops into Austria would be taken into examination. I declare to the world," said Chancellor Schischnigg, "that the news items spread in Austria about disorders of workmen and the shedding of blood have been invented from A to Z. The President of the Confederation charges me with communicating to the Austrian people that we bow to violence. Since we do not intend at any cost to shed German blood, we have given orders to our troops, should the advance take place, to retire without opposing effective resistance, waiting the decisions of the forthcoming hours. The President of the Republic," continued Herr Schischnigg, "has given the command to Infantry General Shilovsky, Inspector General of the Troops. Through him, the army will receive further instructions.